it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Hey, Mom. Today is National Lottery Day. And we celebrate on the Bad Choice Friday. Your choice is Kenny Rogers, the gambler, taking on Lady Gaga and Poker Face. Mike, how was the voting?
It was an interesting vote day. So usually we've kind of started to shift things over between the X page as well as the YouTube channel. Generally, there's one that kind of runs away with it. We're able to just make our determination there. However, today was not the case because over on X, the gambler won 69 to 30%
nice.
Over 68 votes. Over on YouTube, Lady Gaga won 55% to 45%. I did some of the quick math. And the winner with 93 overall votes on a Bad Choice Friday, gentlemen, it is lottery day, which means we're gambling.
Kenny Rogers on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room, 99.9 KISW CM. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right.
Your choices today, you got the Jimmy.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The time these guys have teams of talented writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up for up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
In food news, Chipotle has announced they're expanding into Mexico. Not to be outdone, Outback Steakhouse has announced they will open a location in Australia.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just seems crazy, Chipotle.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? They might be like, dude, it's great. This is not Mexican food as we interpret it, but it's good, right? I think that's the difference. They're not trying to trick Mexico. Hey, we got authentic Mexican food.
New York City is covered in hazy smoke because of the wildfires in Canada. It's not good when you have to head down to the subway for some fresh air.
Fallon?
Fallon. Yeah.
Guys, right now, New York City is covered in hazy smoke because of wildfires in Canada. Yeah. Can you smell it outside?
Yeah.
It's not good when you have to head down to the subway for some fresh air.
New York City's mayor attended a World Cup watch party with inmates at Rikers Island. That's how crowded all the other bars are.
Seth.
Yeah.
New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani attended a World Cup watch party with inmates at Rikers Island. That's how crowded the other bars were.
This weekend is the World Cup final, and it's in New Jersey. So it'll be nice for a change to see guys in track suits that are actually playing a sport.
Seth.
Fallon.
Fallon.
This weekend is the World Cup final in New Jersey. The final is in New Jersey. It'll be a nice change to see guys in track suits who are actually playing a sport.
Miles, you were saying earlier, what, the Thriftway has the men's room salsa or the sausage?
They, from what I understand, they always try to carry all three of the products.
Yeah.
They got the IPA in the bright yellow can. They got the Uli's beer brats and the salsa from San Juan.
Yeah, I was having a couple cold beverages last night at the Angry Beaver.
All right.
Over in Greenwood. They got a lot of men's room tall cans in there.
Oh, nice.
The IPA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fremont Pizza's got them, too.
Yeah. It's buckets of fun.
Go there, man.
Yeah, seriously. All right, now this is kind of interesting. Some of these people are TV, some of them are movie actors, but they're all famous people, and they have some interesting hidden talents.
Okay, all right. Tell us a person. I'll see if I can guess their talent.
All right, Neil Patrick Harris.
Magic, right?
Yes.
I only know that because I have heard that about him. Apparently, he's like
what is
super
it, the word of the day?
Into it.
Yeah.
Look, okay. My wife loves Neil Patrick Harris, and he was kind of riding high a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those deals where, because he talks very candidly about anything. And he's like, look, everyone in my family hates it. I love magic. I do magic all the time. And somehow I'm like, that makes sense for him.
All right. What about Justin Bieber?
Okay. I knew Neil Patrick Harris. Justin Bieber, I know he can play drums.
He can play a lot of instruments. I heard he's pretty good at basketball.
Hockey.
Yeah, he's actually a decent athlete.
Let me guess. He can juggle.
No, I'll give you a hint. He shares this in common with our friend over on the end, Gregor.
Oh, Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. He could solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes.
Now I hate him even more.
Yeah.
If you know the formula,
right.
It just seems like you just keep practicing that formula and you can figure it out.
I think he does it in his UConn. Kim Kardashian can tell if somebody has a cavity by smelling their breath.
What?
Ew.
I don't apparently know. She, real talent.
I think that means her dating life has been sketch.
Seriously, that smell.
I've practiced with so many foul-mouthed individuals, and I can tell that you're rank.
I will say, somebody funnier than me, she posted a photo. She, like, restored an old Bronco.
Yeah.
And somebody just said it's a nice reminder of how her family made their money.
That's exactly it.
She's also supposed to be dating Lewis Hamilton, really? The F1 driver. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right. But I think that would probably influence her being like, well, I need cooler cars.
Did you see where that car cost $284,000 or something?
Yeah. Did you see it?
It's a two-seater.
Yeah.
But it's an original old school Bronco from like the 70s or 80s that is in mint.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I mean, it's very nice.
It costs a lot to restore that.
Yeah. Her buying a Bronco, I'm just like, wow.
Okay. $2,500 due.
All right, these are some hidden talents of celebrities. Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife and actress.
Is she an actress, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
I think she was in The Hunger Games. I don't quote me. What do you think hers is?
I have no idea. I don't know enough about her.
Yeah. All right. She's kind of, I mean, she's very famous. She's kind of, you know, one of those kind of it girls and this and that.
Sure.
You would never pick this one. Can open beer bottles with her teeth.
Damn. All right.
Okay.
That's a keeper. Right. Sorry. That's a keeper, man.
Let's see. Mike's favorite American dating a Canadian, Katy Perry.
Oh, man. She has a hidden talent.
I don't know if it's a talent.
I bet I know what it is.
According to Orlando Bloom.
Does it involve a ping pong ball?
She could puff out her neck like a frog.
I've seen that.
Really?
Yes.
Like you've seen her do it in the video?
Yeah. Hang on.
Huh. I wonder if that ever comes in handy. Mm. You know, somebody out there is like,
all you got to do is clean the house. You read the story.
Oh, yeah. She'll hook
clean the kitchen. You're good.
Just a weird one. Puffing out my neck.
I'll clean the kitchen.
Let's see. Who else we got on here? All right. Gina Davis, famous actress.
I know she's like part of Mensa or something like that, but I don't know if being smart is a hidden talent.
Well, I'll give you a hint. She tried out for the 2000 Olympics. And came in 24th in the sport.
Man. Is it equestrian?
I've read this before.
Not equestrian, but back in the day, people that shot arrow. Oh,
bow and arrow.
Yeah,
archery.
She's good at archery. Ready?
Hold on. I'm watching
you guys Katy watching Perry, Katy puff, Perry out puff out her neck.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's weird.
I mean, no, I think there's things you can do with that. No.
That's got
to
help.
No, I mean.
It has to help. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Mark Ruffalo. Kind of a serious actor. Big
he also
activist.
Plays the Hulk. Yeah.
He can ride a unicycle.
Can he? Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I don't know why it makes me laugh.
They got it. So I have not seen his version of the Hulk. Is it like a costume or is it CGI?
It's CGI.
Oh.
But they could still put his ass on there.
They've got to. We got to see the Hulk on a unicycle.
I'm saying the Hulk actor that plays the Hulk can ride a unicycle. No offense. The Hulk's going to ride a unicycle.
He would still look like he's bothering you riding that unicycle. Like, I'm sorry. Right.
Yeah, the way they do him now.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like me on two wheels.
Hulk smash.
Again, these are celebrities' hidden talents. This one kind of makes sense for Angelina Jolie.
Adoption.
No. Remember her and Billy Bob Thornton like had little vials or something?
Yes, yes. She's a phlebotomist.
No.
It's not a bad guess. I mean, really.
Seriously.
A skilled knife thrower.
I believe that. Somehow, that's, I like, absolutely believe
you look at her
that.
And it's like, I'm not shocked you know how to throw knives.
You try to run out of that house, she's dinging you anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Or, you know, no, I don't know.
She was in Tomb Raider before.
In
that,
Tomb
right?
Raider, yeah.
Probably started.
Did you do a lot of knife throwing in that one?
I don't know.
It's more exploration.
Like if I'm an actor and I get one of those gigs where, you know, like, what's his face? Keanu Reeves, right?
Sure.
He's like, I couldn't fight, but then I had to train for the Matrix movies. And so now, like, I'm into this. I can hold my own. It's just not a problem because everybody likes me. So I think if I'm doing a movie like Tomb Raider and I got to throw knives, like, you know what? Let me learn how to do it. What's his face with the whip?
Yeah,
Harrison Ford.
Right?
Same thing.
Stallone with boxing.
You ever seen, what is that famous bank robbing movie? Heat.
Heat, yeah.
So there's this famous shootout scene, right? And Val Kilmer is one of the criminals. And I mean, they're just emptying rounds
they're
after round.
Yeah.
So he had trained so much to try to get so good at it that when he's exchanging the magazines in his gun, he does such a good job that the Marine Corps uses it now in a teaching video.
Really?
That's how good he got
Damn.
At it.
Damn.
They were like, we have not seen it move that fast. And like somewhere where he places his hands, they're just like, Yeah, we need to teach that to the boys.
People that know what they're looking at know what they're looking at. They said, was it Jake Gyllenhaal's in the latest Roadhouse movie?
Yeah.
Whoever it was, but Conor McGregor's in it, right?
Yeah.
So he said the thing, well, and I don't know what Conor McGregor plays in the movie, but he said as we're doing fight scenes, Conor would call cut and be like, mate, listen, man, you're supposed to be a badass. And he said he just how to throw a punch. He's like, you throw a punch like a guy who's in a street fight, which is completely ineffective. You didn't get your ass beat. He's like, you're supposed to be a badass. But he said just these subtleties of how you turn your wrist and all that.
Yeah.
And he said, but I got so much better. He's like, I want to get in a fight, not with Conor.
Right.
He's like, but he kind of, it just, he said these little tweaks that he made. And he said, even when we'd watch the playback, he's like, I look so much better. Conor's like, right, you look like someone who knows how to fight.
Right.
I was like, that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Because without him being there, you're just going to throw the punches, do the action. It's a Conor's like, bro, sir, if you want anyone to take this seriously, just do these subtle things. And
yeah, people that know what they're doing in boxing and stuff, it's like almost smaller and more purposeful.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, here's a crazy one. Pierce Brosnan.
I feel like I've heard this before.
I will give you a hint. Before he was famous, he was a street performer.
Doing his hair.
Street performers. Let me get
juggler.
Right? Does he do the cups
and
balls?
He's probably near the juggler. He could eat fire.
Oh, what? Right.
Yeah,
fire eater.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, that's kind of badass.
He went on to be James Bond.
Right, make him James Bond.
Let's see. Susan Sarandon's good at ping pong. Like, all right.
What?
I don't know if that's in.
I'll throw down when he plays ping pong.
I'm going to say it's in town because. I don't know. For whatever reason, you're stuck somewhere. There's Susan Sarandon. She says, hey, to kill the time, do you want to play ping pong? I'd be like, that's sure, but in my mind, like, I'm going to take it easy.
Would you rather interview
my own ball.
Or play ping pong?
Play ping pong.
Yeah, me too.
Do the interview while we play ping pong.
We're just talking.
Right? Yeah. And then watch her school my ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've gotten beaten ping pong a bunch, but
Susan Sarandon does it?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Why?
She's Susan Sarandon.
Right. Yeah. Tell everybody she beat you in ping pong.
It'd be like Meryl Streep taking down an MMA fight. Like, dude,
what about air, what about air hockey? You know, like something like that.
I wouldn't lose. Yeah, I'm good at air hockey.
Sorry, Susan.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. What if like Meryl Streep just like gets buckets?
Right. She's playing Papa Shot.
You play a game of horse and she's just like, okay, you suck.
Hope you can spell, bitch.
Like, damn. All right. The last one I'll leave you with, Mike, this one for you. Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad.
Aaron Paul. What is Aaron Paul?
This is uniquely him and just kind of strange.
Kind of odd how he is. Could he do like origami or something like that?
He could tell a dog's gender by petting it.
Well, just look. I could just look.
Well, sometimes they're sitting. You can't tell if there's genitalia.
Well, it depends
down there.
Where you're petting
him. Yeah. Fortunately, my dog, when he sits now, you can tell what he is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. This is getting old. Things
it's
are
hanging out.
Things are shrinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. That doesn't seem like the craziest, like.
It doesn't, but if he brought it up, you know, everyone with a dog. But sure. Close your eyes, right? And you'd have to pet 15 dogs and do it.
I'd do that.
But if you said I'm great at ping pong, go, hey, man, good for you. You say I can tell the dog's gender by petting it? Billy, everybody with the dog, come here.
Right. Yeah. We're testing this.
Obviously, I think we've been talking a lot about it. I've been talking about it. I think a lot of people have. The World Cup has been here in the United States. Yes. It's here in Seattle. First of all, it was great to see great soccer in Seattle, unlike the Sounders last night. That was bad. But it's been awesome. I think everybody's been into it. They lost 5-1 to the Timbers, Mike. It's fine.
Jeez, a win.
5-1, dude. I know. So you have the World Cup final this weekend. Saturday, you'll have the third place game. Which is just kind of a old school soccer thing to do. But I also think it's kind of awesome that, like, how many people I have talked to who do not care about soccer have gotten into it. People are talking tactics.
It was a pretty good World Cup, man. I mean, a lot of the soccer was super competitive. So even if you didn't really know what you're watching, you got into it. I mean, the games were good, right? And you begin to understand what the strategies are.
Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes I feel like, especially when I used to go to Sounders stuff all the time, sometimes American soccer fans can be a little, like, gatekeepy.
Yeah, oh, God.
Right? Or like, oh, you don't know this or that. Like, every watch party I went to or whatever, there was people there. There was some people that knew more about soccer than I did, right? There was some that didn't. But it seemed like everybody was just asking questions or giving info. Like, the last, the Belgium game, hey, my buddy was asking me stuff. And
are we really that bad?
Right, and I was like, well, we got to put on, and I kind of said it like that. And then the woman behind me kind of chimed in and was like, I play D1, too. Like, you're right. And I was like, all right, we listen to her now.
Right.
Right. Yep. So it's just that kind of friendship.
But
and
that's what
else.
You want.
Yeah, it's been super awesome. So I think a lot of people will probably watch that this weekend. That's on at noon on Sunday in the World Cup final. I'm a Spain guy now.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Mike's still going for Argentina because he loves Messi.
I understand. I know why.
It's fine. Mariners are back in action. So, you know, you got baseball. We're getting back to normal normal July stuff.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Florida man leaves his Wizenator in the back seat of a patrol car. Meanwhile, a mutant raccoon named Jimothy is Seattle's brand new star. Colorado brush fire is started by a squirrel touching a power line. Indy man faces charges because he likes his coffee ground fine. And a fugitive wanted for murder is caught because he skipped his fare at a BART station. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top 30, go to Florida, where bad decisions lead to more bad decisions. A man drove himself to the local sheriff's office for a court-ordered drug test. But upon his arrival, it was determined that he had driven himself there on a license that had been suspended thanks to previous charges, and he was subsequently arrested. Now, while being put into the squad car to be transported, officers later discovered something that was hidden on his body, a Wizenator, which is a bladder filled with fake urine that he had strapped to his leg on a portable heating pad, complete with a hose and fake penis to make the test look authentic. He was put in the back of the squad car to be transported, but complained of shoulder pain, and he was granted the ability to have his hands bound in front of him, which he then took advantage of to rip the device off of himself and throw it onto the floor of the patrol car, which is where the officers first discovered it. Now, when asked,
it's in their car,
right? And when asked about it, he gave the ironclad defense: "It's not mine."
I know. Oh. So that's hey man, that's not mine. Like, you know, there's cameras in the car too. So.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's not my Wizenator.
I'm not saying I didn't put it on the floor. I'm just saying the Wizenator that was taped to my leg, not mine. I don't know who taped it there.
It's time for the Wizenator.
I understand, you know, never implicating yourself, but it's time for the Wizenator. Doggone it, man.
I'm gonna break out my hair, Wizenator.
Is this an R. Kelly party?
That's what I'm gonna start calling it.
The Wizenator.
About to get wet, girl. I got an organic one.
Organic Wizenator.
Grass fed.
Pesticide free.
Put that on your dating site.
Ain't no hormones in here. But it does, you know what I'm saying? It's wildfire season, which takes us to Colorado, where authorities believe that they have found the culprit for one. Several agencies responded to a 2-acre fire in the area that threatened several homes Multiple homes were evacuated as crews flew at least 8 water drops by helicopter over the blaze in order to control the fire. By 9 in the evening, they determined that the fire was cleared and none of the homes were damaged. Authorities traced the origins of the fire to an electrical wire that was sparked when a squirrel got a little too close. Folks were able to quickly move back into their homes and without further issue.
That's a lie. I saw a brother with a can of gasoline and a match.
Mm-hmm. So what did the squirrel do?
Touch the
wire.
Oh,
have you ever seen the result of that? I did not know what it was at the time. This a teenager, and we're walking back to my friend's car. My buddy Paul sees this dead squirrel, kind of spread eagle, on the street, but it's hairless.
Oh.
And we were like, this is crazy. And, you know, kind of fried to a crisp. It never occurred to us that, yeah, he probably touched the power line.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking, too. I think he did the same thing. I think it was on the power line.
That's
lines,
how they figured it out.
Fried and then fell and then grass
there's the
dry
little fella.
Enough.
Yeah. He clearly touched the wire. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah, good call, squirrel. Nibble on that.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well done, buddy. Down in Georgia, where they never stop looking. Back in 2024, a man was convicted of murder along with an accomplice. The story goes that the man belongs to a local gang, and he and an accomplice were tasked with eliminating somebody because they were involved with another member of the criminal group. But according to the authorities, he had fled during the first few days of his trial while out on bond, and he hadn't been seen since. He remained on the lam for months until he finally slipped up and was recently spotted in California, attempting to skip his fare at a BART station.
Come on, man.
Oh,
he was arrested and is currently residing in the county jail. He will be extradited shortly to continue his court appearance. You get away with murder. You literally got away with murder. Uh-huh. They had you caught, convicted, and you managed to escape. And you skip the BART?
Now you're going to jail for murder.
I will say this. I guess if you've already gotten away with murder, skipping a fare doesn't seem like a big deal.
But to Mike's point, it's not like I got away with murder because I got acquitted like OJ. Like, I managed to escape
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So at that point, like, do everything you can right.
And apparently they had convicted. No, they couldn't because it said convicted.
Yeah. But if you're looking for him, that means he didn't quite make it to prison.
So if he's okay, yeah. Why was he out on bond if he was convicted?
He couldn't have been. That's if he's point. Out on bond, then
he's not convicted.
Then he's
yet.
Not convicted.
Right.
But when you skip out on your murder trial, it gives them reason to believe perhaps he is guilty.
He probably did that. Yeah, they knew that he did this. You know, right. we're just going through formalities at this point to make sure that everything's on the books.
Of course. But still,
they know
either
you,
way.
You've been charged. They have your photograph. They have your fingerprints. They have your name. You don't.
Don't skip.
You get to spend the rest of your life.
And what was in the charge was murder one?
Yeah.
Well, maybe don't give him bail.
I know, right?
That's my thought.
Wasn't this the whole premise of The Law-Abiding Citizen? Did you ever see that movie with Gerard Butler?
No.
Oh, it was great.
All right.
Great movie. It's got Jamie Foxx in it, and Gerard Butler ends up killing somebody. However, there's no proof other than they know that this guy's the one that did it. They take him to jail, and he ends up killing people from inside the jail. But it starts with he goes to court. He's in court for murder. And he's kind of like pointing out the flaws with the justice system. And so yeah. They're like, you know, he says, hey, this is my first time that I'm being convicted of this. I am a law-abiding citizen. I don't, you know, this isn't me. I respectfully request bond. And they're like, absolutely, we'll give you bond for X amount of dollars. He said, this is the problem with the system. I'm wanted for murder, a gruesome, horrible murder, and you're about to let me walk out that doggone door. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a suspect. I'm like, but you suspect them so strongly that they're in jail.
Right. Lock him up for a little while, huh?
Right.
Let's get this over with. A man in Indianapolis is facing felony charges of criminal recklessness, all thanks to a video that he posted. For one reason or another, the man felt the need to make a video protesting Starbucks coffee, and the Army vet elected to make his point by firing a rifle at a bag of coffee that was perched on his fence. Now, after posting the video, officers arrived at his home to press charges of criminal recklessness, claiming that the shooting went down in a busy neighborhood that's densely populated and puts everyone at risk. Now, his legal team is claiming that the charges are for hypothetical dangers more than justice for victims, and he's currently going through the courts.
Look, did he shoot it or he set it up to shoot it?
He shot it.
He set it up and shot it.
I mean, depending on the caliber, I don't know if a bag of coffee is enough to stop that round.
No. Otherwise, they'd wear coffee bean-filled vests.
They were looking for the bullet a half a mile
past
the location.
Right.
The shooting.
And somebody who's an Army vet, you look downrange. What is beyond your target?
Right.
It's another neighborhood.
Right.
He shot basically into another neighborhood. Behind him, he had a small wooded area behind him.
Yeah.
Then a railroad track. And then directly behind that was another subdivision of homes.
Right.
And I hear what his lawyers are saying, but the lawyers missed the part of what he was charged with.
Right.
Like, hypothetical threat. Like, I get what you guys are saying, and they're not wrong, but that's not what he was charged with. What they're charging with is what he did.
Right.
And then he put it online.
Your speeding could cause an accident. Yeah, but it didn't.
You didn't get charged for the accident.
Correct. Right? You got charged for speeding.
Yeah, I mean, if he had, like, sandbag, if there was, like, a backstop, I could maybe fathom it. But,
well,
like,
I think that's their point. Like, this
he
is...
He actually was laying down
I'm
and shooting
I'm about to say, he's kneeled down and he's shooting up at the fence at the thing. Like, man, I know that you know your way around a doggone weapon, and you know better than to do that where you're at.
But also, what did Starbucks do? I wonder, like, what are you angry about Starbucks?
No,
that's cool.
It's a choice.
It's always the same.
You don't have to go.
It's a choice. They're not
go
pouring
dunk it.
They're not pouring it down your throat, dude.
No, dude, you don't gotta go. Not coming. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We've mentioned it all day long. It would appear that the city of Seattle has a new mascot. Several residents around the city are sharing photos and videos online of a raccoon that's been lovingly named Jimothy. But this is no ordinary raccoon. It was born with a rare congenital condition known as short spine syndrome, giving him the appearance of not being of this world. Social media has been flooded with people sharing their brief sightings and encounters with Jimothy.
Miles, what was that woman you used to work with? Can you do her voice?
Who's that?
Java. Oh, hey, Miles.
Oh, you mean...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think Jimothy sounds like.
Oh, I was just hanging out here. I'm just going to Mike's Chili Parlor. Those are my here. What are you doing on this plane?
What are you doing on this plane?
Oh, I'm going down there.
No, you're not.
Where are you staying? No, you're not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That one, huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no. F a police is ruined.
It's gone. Damn you, Jimothy.
Jimothy.
Harrison. Men's Room Sports, you got baseball on all weekend long on MLB Network. MLS Soccer is on Fox. And the Mariners face off against the Giants all weekend. Tonight on NBC, tomorrow on Fox, and Sunday on Mariners TV.
So easy to follow.
So easy. As far as your weather, should be a lovely weekend of in-and-out rolling clouds and temperatures ranging from the highs and... ranging from the high 50s to the mid-70s. We will be back on Monday with a mostly sunny day with a high right around 82. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Our beer brats, Uli's Famous Sausage at Fremont PCC, the IPA, Fremont Pizza, Angry Beaver as well.
Correct.
Enjoy the weekend. Get out there and grill some.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.